Welcome back. In this module, you're going to learn about amnesia and transtermination, and then we're going to tie everything together to make sure that you're ready to make your first hypnosis recording on wealth, attracting unlimited wealth in your life. And I want you to realize, as you continue your training here, that you can also hypnotize other people. You don't have to use this just to make a recording for yourself. You can make recordings for other people. You can make your own recordings and start selling them if you want. You can hypnotize other people to make them more powerful, to allow them to start attracting wealth. There are all sorts of things that you can do with this technology. But the main thing that I want you to do is to make a recording for yourself, because I want you to start programming yourself to break through your barriers, to break through those challenges that you wrote down, to get those short-term goals that you wrote down, to get those long-term goals that you wrote down, and to keep growing, to keep facing new challenges, and to keep overcoming them, to keep moving forward. I want you to form a habit of making hypnosis recordings for yourself. It has been a valuable part of my success. When I first started out, I hypnotized myself constantly to have abundance. Before I had my office in Beverly Hills, I made hypnosis recordings for myself to attract abundance. Once I had it, and I realized that I wanted to move so that I could start building wealth instead of spending all my money on rent, I made hypnosis recordings for myself to program myself to do this. So hypnosis has been a valuable part of my success all along, and it still is. I still make recordings for myself. I still use them. So I want you to form a habit of programming yourself. Why not? Television is programming you. Radio is programming you. We have programming around us all the time in the form of advertisements. How about taking charge? How about programming yourself? How about programming yourself for what you want out of life? That's what hypnosis allows you to do. So let's talk about amnesia. Amnesia is the term that hypnotherapists use for the portion of the hypnotherapy session in which we suggest to the client, or if you're making a recording for yourself, portion of your recording in which you suggest to yourself that you're going to forget what's happened during the session. You're going to forget what's been told to you. Now, you may find this sort of odd because, after all, you are making the recording and then you're saying that you're going to forget what's on the recording. Well, you made the recording. Are you really going to forget what's in the recording? I mean, you did the research for it. You listened to this program to create the recording. Are you really going to forget what's on the recording? Well, amnesia is not an attempt to actually forget everything on the recording. Sometimes that happens, and when it does, that's fine. If you forget everything that's on your recording, you'll still remember how to make a hypnosis recording. You'll still remember everything you learned in this program. You'll just forget what's on that recording. But usually what happens, rather than forgetting everything that's on the recording, is that the memory of it will be a little spotty. You won't remember everything on it. You'll remember bits and pieces, and that's fine. Realize that memories don't go away. It's not as if you are erasing the memory. You're not causing the memory to go away from your mind. In other words, you're going to listen to the recording. It's going to be in your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind will be programmed with the information from that recording to create unlimited wealth in your life. And if you then use the amnesia part, you're not going to erase that memory. It's not going to go away. What is going to happen is that your conscious access to that information is going to be diminished, which is great. And here's what I mean by that. Let's say you make a recording for yourself, a hypnosis recording, and you start listening to it for 21 nights in a row. During the daytime, perhaps you start thinking of some of the concepts in the recording. They're on your mind. Now, they're going to be on your mind anyway because you're going to have things written out on your mirror, remember, and on index cards in your car and in your office and wherever else you can see them. You're going to have that. But I'm talking about specific ways that you word things in a hypnosis recording. That's what you do not want to have on your mind. You don't want to start analyzing it and picking it apart. The details about your challenges, for example. It would be preferable to have those in your subconscious mind, that you're going to overcome your challenges and you're going to do things in a certain way and all the metaphors and so forth. Just have those in your subconscious mind and have your conscious access to them, in other words, the part that you remember during the daytime, rather limited. The reason you do that is so that you're not going over it in your mind and undoing it. Because what happens when you tell someone that they're going to be wealthy when they really don't believe it? What happens when you tell someone they're going to be a millionaire when they really don't believe it, and you tell them in detail? They start picking the words apart, don't they? they start saying, wait a minute, you're telling me I'm going to do this and that, and this is how it's going to happen. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen for me. It doesn't make any sense. It hasn't happened yet. I don't think it's going to happen. That's what your conscious mind starts doing. It starts analyzing things. That's the job of your conscious mind, to analyze your environment. And thank goodness it does that. It keeps you alive. It keeps you healthy. You see a red light, you stop. You see a green light, you go. You see the rain coming, you get a raincoat. You see snow, you go inside. Your conscious mind is constantly analyzing your environment and giving you information, giving you warnings, giving you help, giving you advice. Most of it's based on your experience. Your conscious mind can also undo hypnotic programming by analyzing it based on your experience. On the one hand, you're telling yourself you're going to be a millionaire and you're telling yourself how it's going to happen. On the other hand, your conscious mind is saying, wait a minute, no, it's not. It's never happened yet. How is that going to happen? How does that make any sense? And it starts undoing it. You see how that works? Now, you're going to be whittling away at that overly analytical part of you from two ends. Number one, you're going to be working on it from your subconscious mind by listening to your hypnosis recording at night, programming yourself that yes, you are going to be wealthy, you are going to have everything you want, the boat, the car, etc. Joe Vitale has numerous cars, not just one nice car, he has several nice cars, really nice cars. So let go of limitations. Let go of your thoughts about, oh, I can only have one nice car or two nice cars. Let go of all that. In fact, in your long-term goals, if you want to say a Porsche, a Mercedes, and a Jaguar, that's fine. You can have whatever you want in this life. But your conscious mind starts to analyze and starts to say, how is that going to happen? How's it going to happen on this income? How's it going to really be possible? What your conscious mind doesn't realize is that your subconscious mind is being programmed to make it happen, to go out there and start to think differently than it ever has before, to take more chances, to reach out further, to help more people, to follow your passion. So your conscious mind, the critical factor, as it's also called, is going to work against you, at least at the beginning. That's what it does. That's its job. It's the thermostat. House starts getting too cold and it kicks on the heat. You start getting too wealthy and it wants to take you down a notch where it's comfortable. It's the thermostat. So you're going to work against that thermostat, that critical factor, from two angles. Number one, with your hypnotic programming. Number two, with your daily affirmations that you're saying to yourself. You can call them whatever you want. You can call them affirmations. You can call them positive words. You can call them what you want, because really it's just a list of what you want. The house, the car, etc. So you can call them anything. Realize that they are important, just like your subconscious programming. So amnesia is designed to limit your conscious mind's access to what's being programmed into your subconscious mind every night. And on the other end, you're also getting your conscious mind accustomed to seeing those things on the mirror, on those index cards, etc. So when it occasionally does recall a little glimpse here and there of your hypnotic programming, then it doesn't treat it as something foreign. It says, oh, wait a minute, I see it in the mirror every day. Okay, that's fine. Yes, it's part of my life. Okay, I see it on the dashboard in the car. Okay, it's got to be part of my life. Okay, so that's why we use amnesia. Now, it doesn't always cause you to forget the programming. In fact, you may still have a perfect recollection of everything that's said in your hypnosis recording. That is possible, too. It's an attempt to scramble your conscious mind's access to the subconscious information. Now, I want you to realize that if you do remember the information on your hypnosis recording, even if you do amnesia, it's okay. It's okay. Amnesia is just an attempt to scramble the conscious recollection. With different people, it works in varying degrees. Sometimes your recollection of the recording will be perfect no matter what, even if you do amnesia. Sometimes it will be splotchy. Sometimes it will be gone. Sometimes you will have no recollection of it whatsoever. But realize, in any case, no matter what happens, the memory is still in your subconscious mind. So I want you to think of it this way. Think of it as a filing cabinet. Your subconscious mind is like a filing cabinet. And when you program it hypnotically, you're putting information into those files, into those individual files. In this case, your wealth file. Your conscious mind is like the boss. Now, think of the file cabinet as being in one room. The boss is in another room. The boss is your conscious mind. The filing cabinet is your subconscious mind. And I want you to think of your ability to remember the hypnosis session as the secretary who walks between the filing cabinet and the boss. Let's say that you program yourself to have unlimited wealth. You put a file in the filing cabinet. Your conscious mind may or may not have access to that information. That filing cabinet also has your first birthday party, your high school graduation, something that happened to you when you were a kid, has all the memories in it. They're all there. But you don't always have access to all of them, do you? You don't always have access to every single thing that happened to you. Think about it right now. Do you remember your first birthday party, your second birthday party, your third birthday party? Do you remember if there even was a birthday party? Do you remember what happened to you when you were exactly 14 months old? Do you remember what happened to you the first Tuesday of the second year of your life? These things can be a little tricky to remember, but they're all in that filing cabinet. The challenge is that you're in another room. The you that I'm talking to right now is your conscious mind. It's in another room from the filing cabinet. Your access to that filing cabinet is the secretary. You tell the secretary, you say, okay, I want to remember yesterday. The secretary goes and retrieves yesterday's file easily, brings it to you. You read it. Oh, that's what I did yesterday. Okay, I went shopping and I had lunch and I met a few friends and I had a great time. Thank you, secretary, for yesterday's file. You can put that back now. But if you ask the secretary for the file from your first birthday party or your second birthday party, that may become a little more tricky. The secretary may not know where to look. The file is still there, but the secretary doesn't really know where to look. The retrieval system starts to break down a little bit. The secretary is not really sure where the file is. That's what we're doing with amnesia. You're not erasing the file. You're writing in the file, in fact. You're programming yourself. You're writing something in the file and you're putting it in the filing cabinet. Filing cabinet is your subconscious mind. It becomes an order for you. It becomes a direction for you. It becomes something that moves you, motivates you. The words in your script become words that you act on, that you live out in your life. You become abundant and powerful and wealthy. Amnesia allows you to make the secretary confused. Just like the secretary becomes confused when you ask for information such as, what happened on the second Wednesday after I turned 3 years old? Secretary may say, I don't know where to go for that file. I know it's in here somewhere. I just don't know where. Now, under hypnosis, you go into that room. Isn't that interesting? You don't even need a secretary now. In hypnosis, you go right into that room. Because in hypnosis, you're talking to the subconscious mind, and that's where the subconscious mind resides, in that room. So you get to actually be in the room, opening the file cabinet, accessing those memories easily. Accessing memories is very easy under hypnosis. That's what's going on. Amnesia is an attempt to confuse the secretary so that you're not consciously analyzing that file. Let me see what's in that wealth file. Oh my goodness, what in the world is this? You don't want that to happen. That's why you confuse the secretary. Now, if it does happen, if you still remember what's on the recording, that's okay. It's actually okay. It's preferable not to remember it or to have a spotty memory of it. And that's what you're avoiding when you use amnesia. But you're going to work on it from both ends anyway. And if you keep on listening to your hypnosis recording, it's going to program you. It's going to continue to program you subconsciously, despite whatever you may remember consciously. It's going to keep on working on your subconscious mind and your conscious programming yourself. So writing on your index cards and writing on the mirror, et cetera, is going to program you consciously. So you're going to have it coming from both angles. You're going to allow yourself to receive the programming that you need from both angles. And that is going to allow you to become programmed for unlimited wealth. Okay, so now that you understand amnesia, let me share with you some examples. And I'm going to read it in a normal conversational pace and tone. As you continue to relax, every breath you take is soothing you, and I want you now to become aware of your breathing, and I wonder how much attention you have paid to all the different thoughts going through your mind, and then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was saying exactly 10 minutes ago, and you can try to remember what I was saying 5 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 14 minutes ago, but it seems like too much work to try to remember all of that. In fact, it seems that it takes more effort than it's worth. So I want you to relax, 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 and understand that it is unnecessary to remember what I say when it is too much work to do. And you can choose to forget to remember what I've said during this hypnotherapy session, or remember to forget what I've said during this hypnotherapy session. The choice is yours. Okay, what have I done? First of all, I've set up a very challenging situation. I've said that it's difficult to remember what I was saying exactly 10 minutes ago, and you can try to remember what I was saying 5 minutes ago or what you were thinking 14 minutes ago, but it's too much work to do. And yes, it is. Anytime you ask someone to remember what was being said exactly 10 minutes ago or exactly 5 minutes ago or what they were thinking exactly 14 minutes ago, that's really challenging because memories don't come with an exact timestamp on them. It's not as if you can say, okay, I'm going to rewind to 14 minutes ago and play that segment of my thoughts. The brain doesn't work that way. So I've set up a challenge, which is very difficult. And I've said that since you're unable to meet that challenge, then just relax and let go of all memories during this hypnotherapy session. Because if you're unable to remember that, then you're unable to remember any of this. And it's really too much work anyway. That's what I've said. And the subconscious mind says, yeah, you're right. It is too much work. I'm just going to let it go. Then what have I done? I've worked in what's called the double bind. The double bind is very powerful. The double bind was delivered at this point when I said, you can choose to forget to remember what I said to you during this hypnotherapy session, or remember to forget what I said to you during this hypnotherapy session. What have I said? I said, you can choose to forget to remember or remember to forget. When you forget to remember, what do? You forget. When you remember to forget, what do? You forget. So I've given you two choices. I've said, you can forget or you can forget. That's the double bind, and it's very powerful. So amnesia is a little sneaky, and it gets the job done. This method of amnesia is much more powerful than just saying, and now you will forget everything I said. Because sometimes the critical factor is still intact. Sometimes when people are in hypnosis, they're still aware of what's going on. Sometimes when you're listening to your recording, you're still aware of what's going on. Remember, you can be an alpha, which is the state you're in when you drive a car, and you can still feel as though you're awake, even though you're relaxed and in hypnosis. You can still be kind of aware. You're in that in-between zone when you're an alpha. You're not asleep, but you're not completely awake. And when you hear something like that, forget everything that's said, it can kind of send off an alarm. Wait a minute, why am I hearing that? Maybe I should pay more attention now. It's sort of like when an email says, don't open this. What do people do? Well, they want to open it. When I get an email that says, don't open this, I know, first of all, they're kind of toying with me a little bit and they want me to open it. Second of all, it's got my curiosity. Well, your critical factor is the reason for that. Your critical factor gets an alarm. It says, wait a minute. There's something here that needs to be paid attention to. I'm going to look into it. So that's why we don't just say, forget everything that was said. We use disguised language to say it. So this amnesia is very clever, and it gets the job done. Let me share with you another sample amnesia. As you continue to relax, breathe regularly, in and out, in through your nose, out through your mouth, like playing a musical wind instrument, relaxing, relaxing. In your mind's eye, auditory memories of suggestions float by, and you relax as they do. Can you remember the order in which the suggestions were given? Can you classify the suggestions by their level of importance? Can you remember the exact number of suggestions given? Does it seem like too much effort to try to remember? Relax, relax. Allow serenity to take over now as you just float and relax and realize that it's unnecessary to remember when it's too much work to do. So that sample amnesia was similar to the first one in that it set up a very difficult challenge. Can you remember the order in which suggestions were given? Can you classify the suggestions by their level of importance? Your subconscious mind's thinking, well, not really. And so it checks out. Because the next thing, after all of that, is, does it seem like too much effort to try to remember? Your subconscious mind is thinking, yes, it does. And it does because the challenge has been set up in a very difficult way because of the wording of the questions. So your subconscious mind says, yes, that is too much work to do. I will just check out now. And your critical factor, if it's hanging on at all, agrees. If your consciousness is intact at all and you're being presented with these challenges, you're going to think, yeah, that is a lot of work. I think I'll check out consciously too. Okay, yeah, another amnesia. As you are standing there looking at the water, and you begin to think of all the different things that I've said, there are too many things for you to try to remember them all, so I want you to take them and put them in your picnic basket. After you have placed them in your basket, put the basket in the water and just let it float away. Let go of those memories and everything I've said during this hypnotherapy session. Your thoughts are safe in the basket. Your mind is now clear. And again, notice the peaceful feeling you have. Okay, so that works best if you've developed a water scenario where they're walking along the water in the induction and the deepening, and then you get back to it in amnesia. But here is something very fascinating. This is one of the amnesia samples that I really love because it allows you to let go of the memories. You put them in a basket on the water and let the basket float away. Or you lower them into a well. Or you let them go in a hot air balloon. Anytime you do any of these techniques, it's very powerful because you're separating yourself from the memory. Now remember, the memory doesn't actually go away. But the perception is that it's further and further and further away. When you put something on the water and it floats away, it's going to become further and further and further away from you. When something gets in a hot air balloon and goes away, it becomes further and further and further away from you. When something gets lowered in a well, you lower it in the well, then you walk away from the well. And it gets further and further away from you the further you walk. So these techniques are very powerful. Realize that they're all under the category of amnesia. So I want you to just pick one. And you can use it, and you can use the same one every time if you want. Next, we're going to talk about transtermination. And transtermination means terminating the trance. You're just ending the trance. You're ending the hypnotherapy session. If you're making a recording for yourself and you're listening to it as you go to bed at night and letting it put you to sleep and program you hypnotically, then all you have to do at the end of the recording is to tell yourself that you're going to continue sleeping and wake up in the morning. Now, even if you didn't have a trance termination at the end, you would still just go to sleep and wake up in the morning. Everything would be fine. Some people think that if there's not a formal ending, they might just stay asleep and not wake up. Well, that's not going to happen because your brain isn't programmed that way. Your brain is programmed naturally to just let you get the rest you want and then for you to wake up at the end of that. So hypnosis, remember, is just like sleep. The stages of hypnosis are similar to the stages of sleep. So you would just go to sleep and wake up in the morning. But it's always nice to wrap things up. It's always nice to have an ending to any situation. So when the hypnotherapy session is over, transtermination ties everything up nicely and allows you to drift off into a peaceful sleep. Sometimes people will stay in alpha during the hypnosis session, even if they are in bed at night. Transtermination gives your subconscious mind the signal to go ahead and go to sleep. Now, let's look at the other possibility. What if you're listening to a recording during the day? Or what if, for any reason, you want to wake up after the session? What do you do then? Well, you use an alternate transtermination in which you just count from 1 to 3, just like I did with you in the brief hypnosis session we did. Remember the hypnosis session where I did an abbreviated induction and I only did half of a deepening? I took the sun down from 5 to 1 instead of from 10 to 1. I did that so that you go into a light trance. But at the end of it, after I took you through a script designed to get information from you so that you could use it for your hypnotherapy sessions that you're going to record, at the end of all of that, I concluded with a transtermination. I brought you back up to the count of 3. And as you may recall, I left out amnesia so that you would remember the session. When you make your recordings, unless you're probing for information in your mind, you want to add amnesia so that you're scrambling your conscious recollection of how you programmed yourself subconsciously. And then you want to just end the session either by putting yourself the rest of the way to sleep or by bringing yourself up out of hypnosis so that you can wake up and do what you need to do. So I'm going to share with you how to do both types of transtermination, how to give yourself suggestions to go to sleep or continue sleeping, and how to bring yourself back up out of hypnosis. So here's the first case, just putting you to sleep after hypnosis or allowing you to continue sleeping. And here it is, shared at normal conversational pace and tone. Understand that your subconscious mind will act on every word on this recording. And each time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become stronger and stronger in your mind. Each and every time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become more and more a part of you, and you will become more and more the person of your choosing. A relaxed, calm, confident, peaceful person who is able to, and then you just fill in the blanks, easily and effortlessly. Now, when I say fill in the blanks, I mean add there whatever it is you are working on. Attract unlimited wealth, overcome spending, etc. And now the rest of the transtermination, the one that allows you to go to sleep afterwards. And now just allow yourself to drift into a peaceful sleep. And when you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested and full of natural energy, and you will be ready for a wonderful day. And that's it. The first part of the transtermination, the one that allows you to drift off into sleep, is sort of a recap, saying everything that's on the recording is going to become more powerful every time you listen to it and become more a part of your life. And it's also your opportunity to elaborate a little bit. Where I said fill in the blank, that's what you are working on. So you can elaborate. You can have an entire paragraph there if you want. In that part of the transtermination where you say you're going to be a calm person, relaxed person, you can go into detail about how you are going to control spending, you're going to save, you're going to reach your long-term goals, reach your short-term goals, etc. You can put all of that in there. It's a great opportunity for you to recap everything and for you to re-emphasize your subconscious mind that every time you listen to that recording, those things are going to become more a part of your life. You're going to draw them closer to you. You're going to have more abundance, more wealth, etc. Whatever it is that you are specifically working on. So that's the entire transtermination. That's the version that allows you to drift off into a peaceful sleep. That's the version that you would use of the transtermination at the end of a hypnotherapy session where you just want to go to sleep or continue sleeping because you may be asleep already, and that's fine. But what if you want to wake up? Here's the alternate version if you want to wake up. You're going to notice it has some parts that are similar to the previous one because all of the programming should be in there where you reiterate the programming, recap it, summarize it. But then the difference is you're going to wake back up at the end of it. Now, I want you to pay particular attention to the build in my voice. When I get to the part where you're waking back up, notice there's going to be a transition in my voice. So right before I get to that part, I'm going to remind you of it because it's very important. Okay, so here is the part of the transtermination. So here is the transtermination that allows you to wake up afterwards. Here's the first part of it. Now in just a few moments, you are going to come back. Now in just a few moments, you are going to awaken at the count of three. And when I bring you back up, you are going to feel comfortable. You are going to feel relaxed. You are going to feel as though you have had a peaceful nap. And even after you are out of hypnosis, understand that your subconscious mind will act on every word on this recording, and each time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become stronger and stronger in your mind. Each and every time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become more and more a part of you, and you will become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, calm, confident, peaceful person who is able to, and again, fill in the blanks, with a recap of specifically what you worked on, and you will do this easily and effortlessly. Okay, that's the first part of the transtermination that wakes you back up. Now, before I get into the second part, I want to tell you about the build. I want to tell you more about it because here you're bringing yourself back up out of hypnosis, or if you're working with someone else, you're bringing them back up. What you want to avoid is saying things in a monotone voice and softly because that's not going to bring anyone out of hypnosis. That's going to allow you to continue sleeping, and that's not what you want in this case. So you want to have a build, a slow build, sort of like a siren cranking up slowly. Starts out very quietly and gets louder and louder and louder until everyone knows about the siren. So it doesn't have to be as loud as a siren, but there needs to be a build. So I'm going to share this part with you as I normally would in a hypnotherapy session so that you can hear my hypnotic pace and my hypnotic tone, and you can hear the change in it as I start to talk more quickly and more loudly. Okay, here it is. This is the second part of the transtermination that brings you back up. One, beginning to come up, feeling very good, filled with energy, rested, feeling as though you have had a peaceful nap. Two, coming up even more, beginning to move now, beginning to stir, and you are relaxed. And at the count of the next number, you will be completely awake. All right now. Three, eyes wide open, relaxed, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. Okay, did you notice the build? One was at my same hypnotic pace that I would do everything at. The entire session would be at that tone and that pace and that volume. One is just a continuation. I'm not raising my voice yet when I'm in one. One, beginning to come up, feeling very good. You see how that's still peaceful? That's the way everything else was delivered. But at two, I'm at a normal conversational pace and tone and volume. So two, it sounds like I'm just talking normally in normal conversation. Two, coming up even more, beginning to move now, beginning to stir, and you are completely at ease. There's nothing loud about it. It's just normal conversational pace, tone, and volume. Okay, when I get to three, I'm going to be louder than normal conversational volume, talking more quickly than I normally would. Everything's up. Everything's excited. Everything's ready to bring you back up. It's slightly alarming, in fact, but I need to bring you back up. Or if you're making your own recording, you need to bring yourself back up. But there's a preparation. Remember in the deepening, right before you get to the final number, you say, and at the final number, you will be completely relaxed. And then you deliver the final number. Same thing here. There's a preparation, building it up, making that final number mean something. The number three is coming. Get ready for it. It means something. So here's what you say. At the count of the next number, you will be completely awake. All right now. Three. Eyes open, relaxed, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. You see, I'm talking more quickly, more loudly, etc. That's designed to bring you back up. Now, if you are hypnotizing someone else, let's say you want to work with someone else, allowing them to increase their wealth and their abundance and use the law of attraction, etc., and you find out after the session that they're still asleep, they're still in hypnosis, or they're still asleep, either one, same situation. All you want to do is do it again, but more loudly. So start with one again, go through one through three, just do it more loudly, but give them a minute to come around, because sometimes when people come out of hypnosis, they don't want to jump right up. They're still in hypnotic time. They're still relaxed. They're still in that peaceful state. Now, if you find that you're not coming up at the end of your recordings, then just make one through three louder. Redo your recording, make it louder, so that it's loud enough to wake you up, to bring you out of hypnosis. So now you understand how to create wealth using hypnosis. And combined with Joe Vitale's powerful information in this program, you have the tools that you need to create a powerful script for yourself, a powerful hypnosis recording, and to program yourself for change and to start living life differently, to start living a more powerful life where you are in charge and you are using the law of attraction to attract wealth to you. As part of this program, you have a pre-recorded hypnosis session, which is designed to relax you and put you to sleep at night, allow you to drift off into sleep and wake up in the morning. There's no suggestion at the end for waking up. So if you want to use that recording during the daytime, you can, but realize that at the end of it, it has the trance termination that allows you to continue sleeping. So if you want to use it during the daytime, just check the length of the recording and set an alarm for the end of that to wake yourself back up. But it's really designed for nighttime use, designed to put you into a restful sleep at night while programming you to attract wealth using Joe Vitale's powerful script and my words at the beginning and end to put you into a hypnotic state and program you to attract wealth. And we call this the wealth trigger because it's triggering all of those ideas, all of those concepts in your subconscious mind to allow you to start attracting wealth and maintaining it and growing it. So use that recording that's provided as part of this program for 21 nights in a row. During that time, you can also work on your own recording so that when that 21 nights is up, you have your own recording that you can switch to, working on your specific challenges and keep making different recordings for yourself. Keep programming yourself in 21-day increments. You don't always need to use a hypnosis recording, but it's great when you want to get to the next level. Just spend 3 weeks programming yourself to take yourself to the next level. Now, before we wrap up here, I want to share with you some important concepts. First of all, you can do self-hypnosis without a recording if you want to. It's a little more challenging because you risk falling asleep. And if you fall asleep, there's no one delivering the self-hypnosis. In that case, if you don't want to make a recording, then all you have to do is have your induction ready, your deepening, your script, and your trance termination where you bring yourself back up. And I recommend having them memorized. And you do abbreviated versions. The reason you're doing abbreviated versions is, just like when I hypnotized you in this program, you don't want to fall asleep. If you fall asleep, you are going to no longer be hypnotizing yourself because there's no recording to listen to. If you fall asleep during the recording that Joe and I created, that's fine because we're still talking. We're still hypnotizing you. But if you fall asleep while you're hypnotizing yourself without a recording, then that's a challenge because you've fallen asleep and the hypnotherapist being you has fallen asleep. So no one's hypnotizing anyone. So just abbreviate everything. Use a 5-minute induction. Use an abbreviated deepening of only 5 to 1. The script, you can have that as long as you want because you're not taking yourself any deeper during the script. Amnesia, you can put that in there if you want to. And trance termination, just bring yourself back up. Or put yourself into a restful sleep if you want to go to sleep at the end of it. So it's ideal to make a recording, but you don't have to. Now let's talk about recording your session, because at this point you're probably wondering, well, how am I going to record my session? What equipment am I going to use? Well, first of all, most computers come with standard recording equipment. There is a recording program on most computers that's built into it. So research this a little bit, find that program on your computer. There are also free programs, such as Audacity. That's a program you can download free. It will record your voice free. Most computers have a built-in mic. If you need to buy a mic, you can get a $10 microphone at Radio Shack, for example. It doesn't have to be a fancy mic unless you're going to make professional recordings. My microphone that I'm talking into right now was handmade in Australia. It's a professional microphone. But yours doesn't need to be that if you're making recordings just for yourself. So a $10 microphone at Radio Shack or anywhere else will be just fine. No need to get fancy if you're not going to be a professional hypnotherapist. So software is usually free and included on your computer, or you can download a program such as Audacity, a free program. Microphones are usually built in, or you can get one very inexpensively. And editing is very easy. Let's say you're recording and you make an error. Editing is very easy in the free programs. Very straightforward. If you need someone to help you, just ask a friend who perhaps has a little experience. Musicians are great for this. Musicians almost always have home studios because it's so easy now to record things at home. They can have a computer at home and they can record themselves playing guitar and singing, and they can edit it themselves. So if you know any musicians, ask them. My point is that you do not need a professional sound studio to do this, and you do not need a lot of training to do this. My recordings are produced professionally. When Joe and I record, we use professional equipment in a professional studio, but you don't need to do that for your own hypnosis recordings. So enjoy what you've learned, enjoy the new technology, enjoy the power that you have, enjoy attracting unlimited wealth, and enjoy pulling the wealth trigger, making it all happen. I'm proud of you, and I look forward to hearing about your success. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding life.